We've talked for many years about how some rural areas of New Hampshire are in short supply of some services that are more prevalent elsewhere. For example, there are still parts of the state without broadband internet access. Rural areas may not have the same access to some kinds of health care, and this includes legal services as well. Some counties have populations of lawyers that are graying but not growing. The new president of the New Hampshire Bar Association, Lisa Wellman Alley, is launching an initiative aimed at recruiting lawyers to practice in underserved areas. She joins me now to talk about this and other issues in the profession. Welcome.
Thank you.
How big are these disparities in New Hampshire, and what's the practical effect then for a resident or a business who's in one of these rural areas?
Well, there was a legal needs study that was sponsored by the New Hampshire Bar Association and other organizations in the state of New Hampshire, and only about 6% of the civil legal needs of this state are being met by existing services. And some of those needs exist in areas outside of the metropolitan area, where people are isolated from access to justice, not only geographically because they can't get over the mountain, but physically because of transportation issues. I can't tell you the number of clients I have that just don't have transportations to get to court. And because those people are underserved and they tend to be in areas that are less populated, they tend to be more neglected by, I think, mainstream people who don't realize that there's this growing need out there. And as the attorneys in this state start to age, and some of the attorneys in these rural areas are willing to or ready to retire but don't have any new people coming in, there's a growing need for people to have access, local attorneys, to meet their needs.
And you mentioned your clients because you practice in Claremont. If I were a resident, say, in Claremont, where there is not the prevalence of lawyers where there is in, say, Concord or Manchester, and I needed help with, say, a power of attorney or a living trust or a living will or something along those lines, how would the relative lack of lawyers start to play out for someone in that position?
Well, for example, if there wasn't a local attorney, you may have to travel to Concord or Manchester. Well, that's, you know, 50 miles, I think, on a good day and good weather and good roads and moving right along. Yeah, you can make it in an hour. That becomes burden if you're elderly, if you're sick, if you have disabilities, if you don't have a car. Then it's one thing to ask a friend to drive you to the local Walmart to pick up your groceries or to drive you, you know, downtown to your doctor's appointment. It's quite something else to rely upon somebody else to transport you an hour for an appointment where then you have to meet with an attorney and then perhaps have to come back a second or a third time. If you had an ongoing legal issue and had to meet with an attorney for several times, it could be quite onerous to have to arrange to try to get there. And if you do have your own transportation, gas is not exactly on the cheap these days, and it can be quite cost prohibitive. It's a choice of, do I drive an hour to go meet with an attorney, or do I feed my kids today? And when you're making choices like that, the fact that there's not an attorney right down the street that you can have access to on a moment's notice can really jeopardize somebody with their rights, whether it's civil or criminal or family rights that need addressing.
Now, before setting up your practice in Claremont, you had worked in New York City. You describe that city as practicing in hell and that practicing in New Hampshire as heaven. In trying to bring more lawyers to rural parts of New Hampshire, is it as simple as saying you're going to enjoy this a lot more than practicing in a big city? Take it from me.
That's part of it. There's a difference in the mentality of practicing in a big city like New York versus New Hampshire. The glory of practicing in New Hampshire is there's this collegiality, this professionalism, this friendliness from attorneys turning, and you don't see somebody as a rival. You see them as somebody else that can help you or can help serve the same needs that you're serving. I can't serve every client that needs services in my area, and I don't expect any other attorney feels the same way. And by having other attorneys available, it's another friend down the road, another person who can help promote the profession, promote the civility, promote the value that attorneys have to the process, to the community, to make everybody be able to function in a more orderly manner.
And if the initiative continues to bring more lawyers into these rural areas than it might be a lawyer that the resident already knows from the neighborhood or from the town.
And that's one of the things I think is important, is that the attorneys that come to these rural areas become a part of the community. And that I've lived in Claremont now for 12 years. I'm part of that community. My kid goes to school there. My older son went to school there. I'm part of the credit union board. You know, I see people in the grocery store and the Walmart that, you know, I've represented, or that they've been clients or friends. And that's how you build a client base, is people talking to you. And wouldn't you much rather take your problems to somebody that you know than to some stranger that you've never met? Somebody that's familiar with it, that may be able to say, okay, I'm having this kind of problem with the school. I'll use that as an example. Well, if you have somebody that's familiar with the school because they know there's construction going on at Stevens High School in Claremont right now, I kind of understand if that they feel that there's complaints or issues with respect to that. Somebody that knows maybe the other attorneys in town and have a relationship with them, knows the local customs of the court, knows the local judge, practices in front of that judge, the judge knows you. And I think it's important for that credibility that you can bring by being a part of that community.
Lisa Wellman-Alley is the president of the New Hampshire Bar Association. Thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you very much.